Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Now, the Midday 180 rolls on as we talk Titans with number 26, Logan Ryan. From 104.5 The Zone, this is the Logan Ryan Show, presented by Edley's Barbecue.
It's the Midday 180 served up by Wendy's. Midday 180 served up by Wendy's. We are live inside the Music City Performance Studio. It's the Logan Ryan Show, presented by Edley's Barbecue. Number 26 is here. He's ready to go. He's got the signature hoodie on for the secondary. And that was kind of the case this past Sunday. Logan, how are you, man?
Doing good, man. I'm doing good. Happy to be here. I got the MMCMB on, so.
I didn't know you branched out into sweatshirts.
Oh, and you know.
What else is available now?
You know, it's weather's getting colder here, so we got everything. You know, I think we're in the process of getting them made and starting to sell it to the people, to the believers, to the fan base, starting to see what this defense, this secondary, this team's capable of. So try to get them out in time for the holidays. And the main thing is I'm trying to find a mixture or combination of charity or charities, because 100% of the proceeds will be donated to charity. So I just want to figure out the right way to spread the money so it's the most impactful for the community.
We're going to get into the Titans and Patriots matchup and then the win in Week 10. We'll preview the Colts matchup coming up, but we need your special guest to make his way in. David Reed has the honors of introducing our special guest for the Logan Ryan Show today.
Watson under pressure, stepping up, throwing deep down the middle for Hopkins into double coverage, and I believe it's intercepted. Adoree Jackson, his first career INT. He takes it away from Hopkins in the end zone. Play fake. Allen under pressure, firing ball, batted up in the air, and it is intercepted. Jackson at the 40. Jackson looking for room. He's got the 45, and he's down at the 46 by Jones. The Titans sideline explodes in jubilation.
Look, we have a packed house. Let Adoree Jackson know that you're here, please.
All right. Appreciate it.
Adoree Jackson, our guest for the Logan Ryan Show, presented by Edley's Barbecue. Right now, get the holiday catering package for 10% off when you order before December 1st. You can go online, edleysbbq.com.
Did anyone bring any Reese's peanut butter cups for Adoree? Reese's? Anyone in the house?
Oh, several people.
Oh, there we go. At that point, it's like
we did solicit on your behalf. Yeah, we did solicit on your behalf.
I don't think people understand that. I didn't even know there was a back room to this room. The back room's open. We got fans in the nosebleeds right now on the Logan Ryan Show.
For real.
We got USC hoodies in the crowd. No Rutgers hoodies.
No Rutgers.
I understand why right now.
I could have won some Rutgers prep stuff.
There's a lot of excitement right now.
We're not used. You guys are used to playing under the lights. We're not used to these lights, so. That's how big it is. The lights are up bright for you, Adoree.
No, that's for you guys.
Thanks for coming.
How about that win?
That's a big one. All I can say about it is that we believe that we can do it. And, you know, I got a lot of Patriots fans right now saying that was our Super Bowl. But really, we believe that we had this team all along. And it's just one game. But that's the type of game. Those are the type of, you know, teams that we feel like we can beat when we play how we play and play complimentary football. And, you know, put a display like we did on Sunday.
Did that tick you off that's your Super Bowl? I mean, it was the game that was on the schedule this week.
The Super Bowl
wasn't scheduled this week.
Exactly. And if we won that game, that's all that matters. And then, you know, next week will be our Super Bowl too with the Colts. So.
Yeah, shouldn't each week be everyone's Super Bowl?
It should
be. If you treat it that way, it'd be fine, right?
You know, exactly. Not everyone takes winning and losing, you know.
Do you know early in a game like that where you implement a game plan, and like you said, Logan, you feel confident with that game plan, is there a moment of confirmation early in a game like that where you're thinking to yourself, you know, this is going to work? I feel like this, what we have put together is going to work today.
Usually, but not against Tom Brady. Our whole thing was to stay focused every play, because we came out and Kenny Vaccaro literally said, I'm going to have a big hit today. I can feel it in my bones. And he literally said, my bones start to feel a certain way. I'm a big hit. The first play of the game, he has a huge hit. And then the second play of the game, they run the ball or something, and we get a stop. So now it's 3rd and 12, and the crowd's lot, and Brady throws a 40-yard ball right down the middle of our defense, and we're like, okay, well, we got to, you know, get right back to it. And we held them to 3, and then we continue to play football. So, I mean, when you play number 12, he's always in a game until they pull him out of it. So he's always in the game, and I think our focus that we had each and every series allowed that to happen, you know, and offense and defense and special teams.
Adoree, could you feel the air come out of Josh Gordon over the course of that game?
I feel like it was more of, you know, the guys around me. Like I always say, I'd be nervous before the game, but it was a different type of emotion that I had. And just to see these guys go out there and have fun, Darius opening off, the offense going down there and score. And then to see Kenny had that big hit and how we were defensively staying poised and understanding, you know, the task at hand. You know, Coach Combs said, one series at a time, just focus on this series. And that's all we worried about. And, you know, the game started going our way. And once 7 minutes hit in the fourth quarter, I didn't see Tom Brady in there. I felt like, okay, I guess we did our job.
For both of you, how detailed was the scouting report on Bill Vinovich and his crew? And how much did you guys play into that? Because Adoree, you in particular, were very handsy in this game. And it was clear you guys knew what you were going to be able to do and did it. And it worked against Gordon, and on the other side, it seemed to work for Corey.
I feel like we were, like Logan said, just well-prepared, understanding what we needed to do to execute the game plan and try to win the game. So for us, you know, having Corey out there making big plays defensively, you got to give credit to the D-line, the linebackers, and the rest of the secondary. So I feel like we just executed the game plan, was very prepared.
Was this a test of for the team to show who and what you guys are about, this matchup? And it's one thing to say this game was not your Super Bowl, but I know Byard has mentioned over the last 2 weeks you wanted to prove the type of team you were.
Well, we said it's November, and you know, November's a time to figure out what type of team you had, what type of team you have going forward, and we had a bye week to figure out, to do a lot of reflection and figure out what we did well, what we didn't do well. We figured out some defense that we were playing well, played that more. And guys had to figure out what they were doing, and if it wasn't enough, to do more. And, you know, going into this game, you know, a couple things that we had focused on is we wanted to make them earn every yard. And one thing about New England is they do a good job of running a million different plays. They do a good job exploiting matchups, and they do a good job when things aren't going well for them. They go to tempo, no huddle, and they start dinking and dunking the ball around and try to get some easy yards with guys aren't lined up, they aren't prepared, they aren't playing aggressively. And we wanted to line up fast each and every play and press these receivers and make them earn every single inch of every catch they have. We're going to make them earn that catch and literally just take your guy, make my man catch no balls and take it from there. So we wanted to make them earn it and make it a physical game all game long and see what happened. So I think we did a good job of just taking the season wherever we were and just focusing on this just this game. And it was just that game, and I don't want to make that game, it's not going to be a reflection of our entire year. We have to do that this week as well.
Deion Lewis was asked if this was personal for him, this game, and he said, hell yeah, it was personal. Was it personal for you?
Well, Deion has the, you know, good for Deion. He has the right to his own opinion. No, it wasn't personal for me, because I'm so deep-rooted in Nashville now, in Tennessee now. I have a home here. My kids go to school here. I got a lot of friends here. Last year, it was more personal for me in the playoffs to go back there. But like I said, I never really had bad memories there either. My last game there, I won a Super Bowl. But I was able to go to a team that wanted me, a team that rewarded me with a contract that I'm willing to earn, and be a leader in a secondary and a defense that I believed in, always believed in. Now we're the number one defense so far in football. So I'm so into Nashville right now that it wasn't anything personal with Boston. It's just a team that I played for in the past. So, I mean, Deion has his feelings, and I'm happy for Deion and what he said. And I think people want players to speak up and tell the truth and how they feel, but then they get criticized when they tell them how they feel. So, you know, that's how I feel on it.
Did you guys watch clips? Did Vrabel show the team clips of the game from last year, the playoff game? Like small moments where every detail matters?
He showed us, you know, the film of, you know, what we could have done better and the things that exploited us and how we lost the game. So being able to see that and see what we wanted to do and coming off last week because versus the Cowboys and how we needed to execute and be prepared and be ready to go, because like Logan said, 12, when he's out there, he's able to see what's going on. He's played so much football. He knows so much defense. Everybody throws a lot at him. So you have to go out there and be disciplined. And that was the thing that we talked about, just being disciplined and not letting them outwork us operation-wise and execution-wise.
I was telling Paul yesterday, Logan, there was a part when the report came out that Gronk wasn't going to play. This was Saturday. I was thinking, okay, he's not playing. And then I saw him Sunday morning. And normally, you know, if, before a bye week, if a guy's hurt and not playing, he doesn't make the trip. So I'm thinking, okay, maybe this guy's going to be active. Why would he make the trip otherwise? Were you thinking the same thing?
Yeah, we thought he was going to be active until, you know, we prepared to play against him all week. Had a game plan for him until he wasn't. But I think the beauty of that game was it showed you how talented we are and how we can match up with them. So if Gronk plays, or if he played, and we feel like a safety that can cover him with Kevin Byard, all-pro safety, okay? He doesn't play. So now that allows us the flexibility of saying, okay, who's our leading target? James White, the running back. So, you know, I like to give you guys insight. So we did something where when James White was split out wide, we put a safety on him and not a linebacker, and we put our linebacker on their tight end. So now we have a favorable matchup in with our safety on their top target. They have me on Edelman, and then this guy is the player of the game because he's able to lock down Josh Gordon, which allows us to blitz, which allows us to do a lot more things to Brady because we're handling our one-on-one matchups. So now matchups which are their favorite, what they like to do with their tight end and their running back and Edelman against certain guys, we feel like we can match up with them, and we're going to press them, and then we're going to blitz the heck out of them, and guys got to hold up. And that's why Adore is the player of the game, because he's able to hold up a guy who has 12 targets against the number one receiver on four catches. That's unbelievable. At our position, that's top-notch stuff.
So essentially what you're saying is Kevin Byard was going to be the matchup on Gronk, but after that, you just went on down the list. The next guy they were going to target was James White. Byard moves to White, then a linebacker moves to tight end.
Well, not necessarily Byard, but Kenny. Kenny played nickel
safety
in this league.
Safety on that player.
Yeah, safety. Kenny played nickel in this league for years, so he can cover. So Kenny and KB are both able to cover. So our safeties can match up with tight ends and running backs. Our corners can match up with any receiver, regardless of the corner. And that's why I feel like we're MMCMB. That's why I feel like we're the deepest unit, because, yes, I understand that there might be some pass defenses that are rated maybe a little higher that play a lot of zone and play good, but we have matchup capabilities where we have guys that can match up against positions. And I think when you do that, when you're winning your matchups, it allows you to play aggressive defense like that.
I thought you were terrific again, Logan, but it was completely, not completely different, but a lot different than the game before. Beasley only caught 3 balls in the Dallas game. It was really a non-factor. Edelman certainly was a factor. Caught, I think, 10 for 109 or something like that. But you guys were beating him up and making it really hard for Brady to find him or get into any kind of rhythm for him. Kind of compare and contrast how the team won against the slot guy 2 weeks in a row, but kind of in very different ways.
Well, Beasley was more of just, you know, Dallas had Zeke running the ball, and we were just going to kind of match up with those receivers and stop the run. With Brady, we kind of threw the kitchen sink at him. A lot of zones, a lot of zone blitzing, a lot of man-to-man, a lot of man-to-man blitzing. So Brady's so smart, though, even when we weren't sacking him, confusing, he was finding Edelman in the zones, finding, you know, guys to kind of dink and dunk and move the chains when he had a chance to figure out what we were in. But I think the pass rush and Dean Pease did a good job of just confusing him. That even though Edelman had some catches in zone, Edelman had a catch or two in man-to-man, they weren't able to get in a rhythm. And the thing about New England playing there is that once they score, or once they start getting a rhythm, then they just start going and they start tempoing. But when you keep punching with them, keep going and keep them out of rhythm, I just think their offense didn't get in a rhythm, and we kept them out of rhythm. We did a good job of staying aggressive and not allowing them to get in a rhythm.
Were you guys surprised they didn't try a couple more deep shots? Because you made it clear you weren't going to give him the easy access underneath stuff. And the solution to that usually is try to hit you, make you pay.
Yeah, I don't think we were shocked that it didn't try us a lot. I felt like he was throwing at Josh Gordon
12 times.
Plenty of times.
They tried
him. So I felt like they did try. It was just more of we were able to eliminate, you know, all the opportunities that they had. So, wasn't shocked at all. So, we wasn't shocked.
The Logan Ryan Show, presented by Edley's Barbecue, with special guest Adoree Jackson here as well. Our live studio audience enjoying great barbecue from Edley's. And right now, you can get the holiday catering package for 10% off when you order before December 1st. More details at edleysbbq.com. Catering for holiday parties, event space at the East Nashville location can be rented out. Pickup and delivery options for catering as well. Regular specials through the week, and they're great for lunch right now.
Pressure coming. Brady in trouble, stepping up. Sack! Patriot puts Brady on the Nissan Stadium turf. Brady fires over the middle pass, and complete. Intended for Edelman, and Logan Ryan says, no, that will not happen today.
What a big play by Logan Ryan. That they cleared the middle out. He was one-on-one on the deep dig route. That was a big-time NFL defensive back play by Logan Ryan.
It is the Logan Ryan Show, presented by Edley's Barbecue, inside the Music City Performance Studio. Midday 180, served up by Wendy's. Right now, you can get holiday catering packages through Edley's Barbecue for 10% off when you order before December 1st. What did you tell Tom Brady when you helped him up at the end of the half after the sack?
Yeah, I want to know what people think about that. As soon as I hit him, I just told somebody in the crowd, he was heavier than I thought. I thought... You know, all the pliability and avocado ice cream, I thought it would be light as a feather. But no, he was a little heavier than I thought, so I had a double take. And as soon as I hit him, he looked me right in the eyes, and he said, good sack, Logue. So I was like, all right, I'll help you up. Right, help him up and go do it again.
That's the difference between you and Woodyard. Wesley hit him and just like stepped over him on his way back to the huddle, and you helped him up.
Well, Wood's going to like... You know, Wood gets in a different mode out there, and he starts crawling on the ground and standing on his head.
Yeah, a little saint.
Like your daughter at gymnastics.
Right.
What did you tell us you wanted to do with Mike Keith's sack call?
Yeah, that whole sack thing that he does. I told him that, you know, we needed to get him a Ring doorbell, and that needs to be my doorbell noise every time someone rings my doorbell. That Mike Keith sack noise. I like it. One of a kind.
We can get it to you for a ringtone.
I'll call this phone.
People still do ringtones?
Yeah. Well, a chime or whatever you get for
text. I used to have those a lot. Everyone had those middle school.
Logan's asking if people still do ringtones, but he just learned about Captain Andrew Luck on Twitter. He just found this
way
out,
late
this
to the
Twitter account.
Listen, you can read yourself to sleep for a couple weeks catching up on this account.
I had a friend of mine that retweeted that, and I'm like, on the week that we play the Colts, but I read it, it's pretty funny stuff, but it has 350,000 followers of a Captain Andrew Luck. So it's
and the best part is the photo. He looks just like
he's a Civil War
soldier in the Army.
I mean, he's a perfect Civil War guy.
The Titans have never defeated Andrew Luck. Will that be brought up at all?
He didn't play last year?
No, not last year.
I don't know.
He was out.
I'm 2-0 against the Colts, undefeated. You go too far back in history. It's never that good. So, honestly, we can care less about that with the franchise done in the past. I mean, it's not going to have any bearing. I don't think the Titans ever beat the Patriots before, have they?
2002 was the last time.
2002?
Back when you were in
elementary school? I don't think Adore was born yet. So.
When were you born?
Right. So, you know, player of the game, he wasn't even born yet.
Adore's actually
he was born in 2003.
He's 15.
He was not alive for a Titans win over the Patriots until Sunday.
Amazing what he's gotten done as a 15-year-old in this league.
I know, right?
The Doogie Howser of the defensive backfield.
Do people notice Adore's flips after games? Do people notice he does a flip after
every week? Oh, yeah. That got a lot of play.
Okay, so he's been doing that. So we're in a group chat, and he sends a meme or a gif of someone doing a flip out of a tree. And he was like, isn't this how y'all started flipping when y'all were little? And we're like, no, we flipped on trampolines. Like, we don't flip off trees.
You flipped off a tree when you were little?
Everything. Tree, fence, the little cul-de-sac thing.
What's the worst you ever got hurt doing a flip?
When I first started, I just fell on my shoulder. But
just your shoulder?
Yeah, it was all right.
Didn't dislocate it or anything?
No, I was good. And then I had my mom watch me until I got it right.
So. Is it parquet? Is that the course?
That parkour stuff. No, I always wanted to. They have it at, I guess, what, Sky Zone? They have
what is it? Fill us in.
What is this?
You like run around?
The Ultimate Ninja Warriors type stuff. You just jump off stuff and try to make it to the
just
end.
Flip.
It
looks off. Yeah, it's pretty off cool. Walls and rails and everything.
I'm pretty sure contractually it wouldn't be allowed now, but I'd love to take you over there and just I'll pay your way in and watch it.
Well, Paul films nice Nerf though. Basketball games. He'll film that too.
This was a defensive battle. You had a really intense defensive battle with Rashawn. But then the only hoop I got, I filmed like six possessions, and the only hoop, you let him sneak by you for like a backdoor layup.
Building confidence.
Huh? Building his confidence?
Yeah.
Roping
softening him up.
Yeah, you got to get him right.
Do you practice other flips, or is that the standard go-to for a celebration?
I pretty much standard. I don't really practice them.
How about a twist? Let's get a half twist in.
He's done a front flip into a back flip.
Yeah.
And then he can do a side. The Tampa practice, he had three picks in the day. He did a side flip after an interception.
So, yeah, we used to play horse doing backflips back.
Does Carrie ever say something like, hey, let's
no, he doesn't.
Ease up on that?
I mean, who were you playing horse with that could actually respond with that? Did anyone? I mean, that's just a letter.
Oh, he's undefeated.
Like, I would just throw the ball back to you if you did that. All right, here you go.
So, it's crazy. Job. I didn't know Malcolm and Kevin Durden. Kenneth Durden know how to backflip. A lot of them do, but when I did,
you grew up a lot of men's gymnasts, the future Olympians.
No, Malcolm Butler can do a standing backflip.
Yeah, he's right? Pretty legit.
And KD,
yeah.
our other corner, can do a standing backflip.
Could he hit a basketball shot doing it also if you guys played horse?
Probably.
Logan, is it too late for you?
No, never too late.
You know, I got kids now. I'm a dad. I don't know.
He'll send his daughter out to do the backflip.
He played horse, no basketball, just flip horse.
Playing backflip, like,
flip horse.
Like, I'm a
flip. I'll do this flip, and then you gotta do it, or you gotta beat it.
Some athleticism you never dreamed of.
No.
You make a half hour special out of that, it'll get ratings.
This would be fun. Yeah.
I've had Adoree tell the story a couple times, but the backflips don't impress me. There's a story I found from him in high school, or maybe middle school, of outrunning a train to get home. That way he wasn't late and he didn't get in trouble. And you like out? I still think that this story is exaggerated some, but this was in the paper
about you told it last year.
The truth.
Outrunning down the street from my house. I knew I was gonna get in trouble because I wasn't at home yet. You know, as a kid, you know, my mom used to tell me and my dad, being before the streetlights, they cut on, and I'm just hanging out playing around. I hear the train. I was like, I got to get home or else. I didn't want to whip him, so I just made sure I ran and got past the train.
You didn't do a flip on that run.
No,
now, that would have been impressive if he beat the train doing a flip.
Yeah that'd have been wild.
No, keep it at that. Less is more. We're going to keep the story as it is. Yeah, legend.
Yeah. Oh, it is legend.
You add to it. Also, legend, the story I heard of preparations for New England for the defense last week. Can you take us behind the scenes of what Vrabel had you guys do at the clap of the break of the huddle?
I feel like you were there. Where were you at?
I was not there. I was here. Paul was there. Paul left the show to go cover.
You have a lot of inside information.
Oh, this is not that inside.
Because the question you asked earlier was real inside information, too, about showing clips of last year. So Vrabel did a thing that, you know, we didn't like too much of.
Hated it.
Hopefully Paul doesn't live tweet this.
Yep. Get me right now. Right. Real Logan.
He's
going to
start filming you right now.
Don't quote me.
Right. But basically, to not give up too much, he had our, we wanted to really simulate the tempo that we figured New England was going to come out and do a lot of tempo and kind of go really fast on us. And it's really hard to get your scout team, your practice team to give a good look because they got to go fast, but they can't run it as well as New England because they haven't been doing it. So they would have the play and line up, and we would have our backs turned. And then Vrabel would say, all right, go. And we would have to go from being turned around to a lined-up offense already and have to make our calls and go as quick as they could snap it. So, obviously, realistically, it's never going to go that fast in the game. That's as fast as you can go having your back turned and then turning around and having to play defense and make all the checks that we have to make and the complicated defenses that the D&P's defense that we run against Tom Brady. So, it was a long week of practice, a frustrating week of practice, but I think it worked out in the end because it was a much harder, believe it or not, in practice, unrealistically. So when they did the tempo in the game, we were just prepared for it and lined up because we had a harder look, an impossible look in practice.
That's great. I've not heard that one before. I've heard the receivers lined up already a step or two past the line of scrimmage to get people used to a quick get off or stuff like that, or a pass rusher lined up on the other side. But that's a really good one. And certainly, you guys look ready for
quick tempo. I never heard
the
receiver lining up 2 yards behind me. I never heard of that one. That's going to be pretty tough.
2 yards already in your face.
I don't like that one. That's not realistic. I don't even want to get
into football. Fast.
You can't even get in that position. That's a bad position.
CFL.
CFL. The running start. Yeah, they're going to start. Vrabel's going to bring in the running start receivers to get ready for T.Y. Hilton because he's so fast.
Coming up, we have the pick six with Logan Ryan and Adoree Jackson.
Logan's been struggling at the pick six.
Yeah, I need Adoree
to step his game up.
Yeah, they'll have some good answers today.
We're just so Reed's deep. Ready. We're Jordan.
We're Pippen. Come on.
We're deep into
Jordan?
The pick
six. He's Jordan. I like to be Pippen.
What?
You prefer Pippen?
Pippen was nice.
He's a top 50 all-time player.
You see, when Jordan retired, the Bulls went to the finals. I mean, went to the Eastern Conference Finals.
They did. But
they lost, so it was all right.
We told us.
The Trailblazers, they went to the finals.
I'll be Kukoc.
Pippen didn't get the shot.
I'll be Kukoc.
Oh, that's right.
And Pippen got mad when Kukoc took the final shot, even though he did it. Walked to the locker room early.
Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offerings 11/21/18. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited to up to 6 hours.
104.5 The Zone, Nashville's home for the NFL. Thursday Night Football, Packers and Seahawks, Thursday at 7 on 104.5 The Zone.
Up by Wendy's, it is the Logan Ryan Show presented by Edley's Barbecue. Logan Ryan and special guest Adoree Jackson with us this afternoon. Great to have them both here.
Adoree's admiring my chocolates. You want to open those and we can get started on them
again? No, that's not good for
this. Not enough peanut butter?
That's not it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
There's no milk chocolate in here.
We had a show experiment last Friday for Paul. Kirby brought
I didn't
some,
execute it well.
He brought some. Oh, yes, we did. We didn't count the candy, but I'll get to that in a moment. Kirby brought leftover Halloween candy, huge bag of it. Yeah. And we left it open in front of Paul's seat to see how much through the four-hour show he would eat by the end of the show.
It was an energetic show for me, boys.
No one else touched the candy. Yeah. He left nothing but like Mounds bars, I think, were the only things left in the bag.
I left the crap.
Yeah.
Over half
of that. White
chocolate, Hershey's, Oreo.
That's smart.
20 pieces?
I'd say plus or minus 20. That'd be the good over-under.
That's it?
Listen, it was a strong, energetic show.
He was energized, that's for sure. I mean, it was half the bag, and this bag was enormous.
It was a quart-sized bag.
Yeah, it was a lot.
Listen, my kid went to a soccer tournament this weekend. I said, listen, before you leave, Daddy needs some serious information. He took me seriously. Came up, he's like, yeah, what do you need to know? So he had sorted all of his candy into these different canisters in the closet. I said, which one of these canisters do you like the least? Because that one's going to be close to empty when you get home.
You have been in a better mood lately. So
candy. Sugar helps.
You got to leave some candy.
But when I see you, you think the mood's all relying on whether I'm asking questions about wins or losses.
Yeah, I've been in a better mood lately, though. You can say that. You can admit that.
Sugar helps.
Hey, that's why he Reese's.
Paul likes you guys. You guys haven't blocked him on Twitter. There's a lot of players in the locker room that have blocked him, and he gets upset about it, even though he acts like he doesn't care.
I wrote a piece about how I care less. Will Compton talked me through it, and I discovered while writing a piece about guys who I thought were soft, but I think they're a little less soft now. Tajay and Johnny.
Wow.
But I think Tajay is very soft because Tajay says you can't talk about playing receiver in the NFL unless you've played receiver in the NFL. So while he's talking about me being an analyst when he's never been an analyst, so he contradicts himself immediately. Makes no sense.
Again, Paul doesn't care at all that he's been blocked.
You guys need to school him on this.
It's really not getting to him.
Point of this story
what
is
what if
that
we block you, then would you care?
I would be upset. I'd come and say, hey, what's up? What'd I do? Let's talk it
out.
Well,
we got to stay where we're at. We slide down a couple spots. Then who knows?
But I will say this about Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry blocked me back when Derrick Henry foolishly didn't call Mike Mularkey to say, hey, coach, I'm not going to be at OTAs because I'm finishing school, which is a call anybody should make to their boss, and I said so. And he blocked me at that time, and when I went to write this piece about guys and their social media and stuff, I went to take screenshots of all the guys who had blocked me, and lo and behold, I'm not blocked by Derrick Henry.
There you go.
So we all learn and all grow. Graces.
God is good.
And look what happened after he unblocked. He scored touchdowns the last couple of weeks.
About you.
Oh, man. Oh, my God, Terry.
Not the live block.
Oh, there you go.
Adoree. You're blocking me right now?
Adoree.
Let me get a video.
Hold on.
I want to take a video of you blocking.
Let's make it happen live here.
Here we go.
Adoree, live.
This is how you block someone.
Block him.
Adoree Jackson has officially blocked Paul Kuharsky.
Breaking my heart.
There we go.
Thank you, Adoree.
That's what you get.
And Adoree knows on Twitter, no longer.
For the boys.
For the boys.
A show of solidarity with his teammates.
No longer.
You know what's funny about For the Boys? I heard about For the Boys when you were 3-1.
The Paul Kuharsky show.
When you were 3-1, I heard a lot about For the Boys. And when you were 2-3, I didn't hear a damn thing about For the Boys.
We're back, baby. We're back.
Also back.
Let me unblock you now.
Also back. Is Logan Ryan's pick six with David Reed.
It's the pick six with Logan Ryan.
Intercepted, and there he goes. Logan Ryan going to take this one for a touchdown. Picked off, taking it all the way back for the touchdown is Logan Ryan.
All right, man. Marvel comic mogul Stan Lee passed away on Monday. Which one of Stan Lee's creations' powers would you like to have the most? Spider-Man, Hulk, or the Black Panther?
We can use Pippin here. You can get in on that if you want.
Well, I'm going to go with Spider-Man off the rip because watching the Black Panther, when he didn't have his, didn't drink his flower juice, he was a little weak.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be a Black Panther either. Who was the second one?
Hulk. Pretty damn strong.
No, I'd rather be Spider-Man too, so I can fly and do cool
you're
stuff.
You're pretty much already Spider-Man.
Right, he is like Spider-Man.
I say you're already like Spider-Man. Hulk's now too be angry. Add the Hulk and then look out.
The Hulk's too angry. He can't control it.
Yeah, I like to be happy.
So tomorrow is National Pickle Day. Nowadays, you can get pickle juice soda, pickle popcorn, pickle pop. Pickle popsicles. Will you partake in any of the plethora of pickle products on Wednesday?
No, I would not. I would not get any dill pickle juice. None of that.
I like butter pickles. They're all right. My wife loves pickles. She's a pickle fiend, but no, I will go butter pickles is the go-to for me.
If you could write a note to your younger self, what would you say to your younger self in only two words?
Block Paul.
Right. Avoid adoring.
Yeah. Right. I don't know.
That's eat Reese's.
Yeah. Love life. That's it.
Keep going.
What's the most spontaneous thing you two have ever done?
This show.
Yeah, you gotta understand, I text him like 10 minutes before the show, like, yeah, you're showing up, right? He's like, yeah, text me the address, and he's just here. Like, we don't really talk about it when you guys ask me to guess.
Like Spider-Man.
I just asked Adoree right after the game, like, hey, you want to come to the show? He's like, you know it. And then I just text him like at 11:45, like, you still coming? He's like, yeah, I'm coming.
You live close to here?
It's down the street, right by the Kroger. You guys want to come visit me and Reese's, let me know.
He comes to work like 5 minutes before, like, we start the day.
That is the truth. We got to be there.
Are you ever nervous about being late?
Never.
Never nervous about anything.
He's got to beat a train on foot. He's fine.
We've got to be there at 8. I really show up right around 7:57.
It'll change, but I'm there like 6:45 every day, warming up, lifting, stretching. I can't do a flip, and this guy, rolls out of bed.
When he gets there at 6:50, that's the time I wake up. I just sit in the house all day.
What's the last dream that you can remember having?
I know my last dream was I thought I was going to get a pick. First Tom Brady. I had a dream that I jumped a hitch and it hit me in my knees and it popped up and I caught it and went to the house. That didn't happen, so.
Yeah, I think I had a dream. I had a dream that game, too. I had a dream we had 4 interceptions. All of us got one. Me, Adoree, Kenny, and KV, and we didn't get 4, so. That didn't go true either.
Even Logan Ryan, subconsciously, he found 4 picks in that game. And he didn't find one for Butler.
Oh. Logan, your thoughts.
Moving on.
I'm on the pick drought, so that it might be known that I haven't got a pick since I've been a Titan. So if anybody's not getting a pick, it's me. Malcolm came here, got a pick his first game. Adoree got his 2, got it off his back. Vaccaro, who never gets picks in his career, got a pick. Kenny, I tipped every single pick to Kevin Byard. So, I'm due.
Logan is a real MVP.
I'm due. I'm setting
a lot of people
up.
He's having a hell of a season.
Setting a lot of people up.
We don't tell him that a lot.
Oh, yeah. And the Pro Bowl vote is out. I saw that. So, make sure you guys go out there and vote. We're the number 1 defense in football. And there should be a lot more than just 1 or 2 guys that make it from our defense. And there's a lot of people that are doing a lot of jobs for each other here. So, it's not, statistically, Kevin's not having that 8-pick year right now or no one's on pace for 200 tackles because we're such a good defense, I think, as a group. I think Wood's playing really good. I think Jayon Brown's playing amazing. Jarrell, obviously, is playing really good. I think we got good pass rushers. I think everyone in the secondary is playing well. So make sure we go out there and vote and get some Titans to represent us in the Pro Bowl this year.
I imagine slot corners are probably guys who always get undersold on that positionally.
Well, I don't know if I'm a slot corner. So I'm a corner, and DeAndre Hopkins came to town, I covered him. AJ Green came to town, I covered him. So not too many slot corners are doing that either. So I'm just one of the better corners on the field. And when you got a Dorian Malcolm outside, you got to play what you got to play. And I think the thing about us is that we all feel like we're the guy and we all feel like we can cover. And like when it's his day, like his day was last week, he's going to do that. And it was my day with Beasley or whoever it may be is going to do that. And next week when we have T.Y. and them, we'll figure out who gets the job, and we're going to do it.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people understand. Like, if you growing up as a kid, it's like a big brother and then the younger brothers. And I feel like Logan is one of those guys. People don't tell him that a lot, but I know for me, I appreciate him a lot for just helping me out on the practice field and during the game. So a lot of people overshadow. I don't say all of my success, goes to Logan, but the majority of it, the things that I do without him being out there for me, on the field, and not just on the field, just being in the locker room, just having them there helping me out. I don't tell him that a lot, probably because I'm a guy. You know, I don't tell him. I appreciate him a lot and love the things that he does for me because he helps me out, and I can see my transformation go from year one to now. You know, it goes to him. A lot of people think it's a lot of coaching that goes into it, but it's about the people that you have in the room next to you. And, you know, if I can vote 30 times, he'll get all 29.
Oh, man. He'll get all 29.
MC, yeah, because I got to vote for myself.
I like that. He saves a beautiful moment for the Midday 180. That's beautiful.
It's the truth, man. I appreciate him a lot. And without him, man, Titans secondary wouldn't be the same. So I'm thankful that I got this guy next to me always.
Good, man. We're trying to win games. And if you can make people around you better, and when everybody, you know, I'm so happy for everyone who makes plays, man. Everybody around us, if you can help someone else make a play, then do it. Because at the end of the day, all we care about, all I care about is winning games and bringing a championship to Nashville. Like, that's it. And that's why I play. And I know that's, you know, that's the most played out line. But, I mean, that's why I came here. And that's what I really felt, to build something special. And that's what I feel like we have in this group. And I just, the fans stick with us, believe in it. And I think games like this last game can show you what we got. And one thing that came out of this game, if you see us from the players, is just to stay focused. Like, we're not even calling it the Super Bowl. We're not even calling it a huge win. We're just trying to stay focused. We know what we're capable of, and we're trying to stay focused on Indy.
Good luck this week against the divisional opponent on the road.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Adoree, thank you for coming.
I'm glad you guys let me come back.
Adoree, at Adoree Knows on Twitter.
Anytime.
At Real Logan Ryan on Twitter, as well as where you can follow them. You can check out Logan's Pledge It drive right now, the Logan Ryan Defending Passes, Defending Animals campaign. He's got that on his Twitter account and Instagram account. We'll also retweet that for Midday 180. The listeners who showed up today and packed the house for the Logan Ryan Show,
great job.
Stick around, get some autographs, take some photos with these two guys. The Logan Ryan Show presented by Edley's Barbecue on the Midday 180, served up by Wendy.
Make sure you unblock me.